Welcome to Governor Tim Pawlenty's podcast from the great state of Minnesota.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for coming. And we've got an important opportunity and responsibility today, and that is to try to take additional steps to recognize and thank our Vietnam veterans in Minnesota. I was at Veterans Day in November of 2007 at the Hastings High School, and the high school had put on a very beautiful ceremony honoring veterans from all wars and all conflicts, past and present, and did a great job. The students sang, and they had wonderful tributes to our veterans in Minnesota and across the country. And as I was walking out of Hastings High School that day, a gentleman came up to me and introduced himself as a Vietnam War veteran and said this was had been the first event that he had been at of any military event, any veterans event, any memorial event of any type since he left the war in Vietnam. And I asked him why, and he said he didn't feel comfortable and he didn't feel welcome until now at that event. And so that gives you just one glimpse, I think, into the emotion and the sentiments and the feelings of our Vietnam War veterans, and the fact that our country did not properly welcome them home at the time is shameful. And our country has made good steps to try to make up for that, but more needs to be done. And these are men and women who have served our country with great valor, and the way that they were treated at the conclusion of the Vietnam War is shameful, and it should never be repeated again. And it's not too late. It's not too late for us individually and us as a state and us as a nation to, in our thoughts and words and deeds, give thanks and respect and appreciation to the Vietnam War veterans. And the bill that brings us here today is another step to do that. It is not the complete step. It is not the complete act, but it is another important step in the right direction. Let me first of all thank the authors of the bill and others who helped with the effort and who are concerned about the effort who join us here today in the conference room. I'll start with the author in the House, Representative Larry Howes, who will ask to make comments in just a moment from the Walker area. Representative Dan Scogin from Hewitt, the author of the bill on the Senate side, Senator Dan Scogin. Representative Lyle Coonan is here, who's been a steadfast supporter and advocate for veterans issues, and thank you for coming back, Lyle. Representative Kathy Tingelstad, who has also been steadfast in her support of veterans and the cause of veterans and legislation and public policy. The always helpful and always passionate leader on veterans issues, Senator Vickerman and chair of the committee in the Senate, and he's year in and year out, always shows up and always gets good work done on behalf of the veterans in Minnesota, and we appreciate you being here today as well. Commissioner Clark Dyrud is here and himself a Vietnam War veteran, and he has many wonderful stories about his service in Vietnam and great valor and great bravery and courage with his service in the Vietnam War. Jim Hesselgrave, a VFW state adjutant, Vietnam War photographer. Where's Jim? Where'd he go? Yeah, there. Of course. Maynard Kendernick is the commander of the Vietnam Veterans of America. Thank you, Maynard, for being here and for your service, of course. I hope I've got everybody. Diane Finneman of Forest Lake. Is Diane here? Yes. Diane is, of course, the inspiration for the bill in many respects, and Larry will speak to that. Richard Jenkins, the senior commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Richard? Richard, yes. Richard, thanks for coming back. We appreciate that. And I think I've got everybody. How about Ralph Donay, the Vietnam veteran representing the Retired Enlisted Association? Yes, thank you. Thanks for coming. Now I think I have everybody. If I've missed you, I'm sorry. Doug Magnus, I'm sorry. Thanks for coming. Bernie Leader.
Governor Lynn Wardlow.
I'm sorry. Yes, 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 you are not. And we have Lynn Wardlow, Representative Severson, Representative Otremba, and Wardlow and Magnus are Vietnam War veterans themselves. And Lynn Wardlow is from Eagan, which is a good thing. So thank you, everybody, for coming. We sure appreciate you being here. Just a couple of comments about the bill before we sign it. Invite the authors to make some comments as well. It was 35 years ago on March 29th, 1973, that the last of the troops were withdrawn from South Vietnam, ending the military involvement in what is now the longest war in the United States history. In total, nearly 60,000 brave Americans, 58,195 to be exact, 1,072 of them were from the great state of Minnesota, fought and died in the conflict. Their names are displayed on the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington, D.C. We have approximately 147,000 Minnesotans who are Vietnam-era veterans. And this bill, as you know, designates March 29th, coming up soon, as Vietnam Veterans Day in Minnesota, and will offer a variety of ways for people to focus on and remember and reflect and express gratitude and respect for the service and the leadership and the sacrifice that our Vietnam veterans have given to our state and to our nation and to the cause of freedom around the world. And their service and their sacrifice in many ways is so powerfully displayed in how they conduct themselves. You see these veterans come forward at events. You see them show up at things that speak to patriotism, speak to service, speak to dedication. And they oftentimes are hesitant because they don't. They sometimes feel that their involvement in people's recognition of veterans isn't as complete as perhaps veterans from other conflicts, and that needs to be ended, and I hope it is ended. And we say to them today through the signing of this bill and hopefully in other ways, we are grateful for each and every one of you. We are respectful of what you have done. We are sorry that our state and our nation did not properly thank you at the time. And what we can do now is make sure that we do all that we can to make amends for that. And we hope that this bill is a step and one gesture in that regard. And I will now ask Representative House to come forward and then Senator Scogin to make some comments about the bill, and then we'll sign it. And Diane, you're certainly welcome to come forward as well.
Thank you, Governor. I'm bringing Diane Finneman with me because she's the reason we're here today. And she's got sisters here, her mother's here. Some haven't been able to come, but I thank her first for bringing this topic up last summer, I think, and always being there, always ready if we need information. And also, I can't forget Christy Sorrow out in the audience there. He's the author of the book called The Twins Platoon. And the little thing that I just want to say about this is back in, I believe it was 1967, June 22nd or 28th, June 28th, I think. 27th. June 27th, 1967, 150 men and women were sworn into the Marines to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America on the infield of the old Met Stadium. They went up in the stands with their family and friends, watched the baseball game until about the fourth inning. They got on a bus, went to Wool Chamberlain Air Force Base, and were flown to San Diego, and that's what the book is about. It talks about that. And what I've been saying to everybody as this bill has come through the process, that the Minnesota Twins started something really well back in 1967. And it's time for the people of Minnesota to finish the job and thank those veterans that served our country. And a big thank you, mainly to Diane.
Thank you, Governor. When Larry came and asked if I would carry the Senate version of this bill, I did it gladly. I had a father and an uncle who served in Korea and a son who served in the Air Force. So I understand that sacrifice that not only those who serve but those who stay behind have to go through. And so I did this gladly. I was coming out of high school when the Vietnam War came to an end, and so I did not get involved in that era. But those veterans came home to a different America. And they came home in their civilian clothes. And there were no long parades and hot, potluck lunches for them and no standing ovations. And when I presented this bill, I said, you know, this bill is not intended for closure because that's going to take place personally for the veterans and for their families. But it is a day now when those who served and those who care about those who served can honor the service that was done without question, for America.
With that, we'll sign the bill, and then we'll invite your questions.
It's 1526, sir.
We can't do that here.
Where's that little hand? No, he's in the mines.
Great work, Dan. Great work.
Larry, I'll give these to you and the senator to pass out to folks who are helpful.
Thank you.
And where'd the senator? Thank you. Now, if there are questions from the press regarding this bill, we'll be happy to take them. And if there are questions on other stuff, I'll hang around after for those.
Are there any plans for this Saturday to celebrate this? Maybe you or the commissioner, somebody?
Commissioner, you want to talk about the celebrations or the plans that may be for Saturday?
Thank you. This since this bill is just signed, there are some plans for tomorrow already. I know Diane is having an event in.
Where did you
in
go?
In. Do you want to give the time and place for that event?
It will be at the the new Washington County Hardwood Creek Library at 10:30 in the morning on Saturday, the 29th.
And in the future, we certainly expect, you know, more events. This is short order.
In the New York Mills VFW, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, there's hors d'oeuvres to honor the Vietnam veterans. And Saturday night or Saturday afternoon at the Wadena VFW as well.
There, you've got some you might
want to. A couple other. The state of Tennessee is trying to do a national one on Saturday. And also Iron World is doing one this Saturday that I was invited to and love to go. And they actually have on Saturday the mobile Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. So if anybody from northern Minnesota would like to visit that on Saturday, I think it's 11 o'clock when they want me to say a couple words, but it'll probably go all morning.
Okay. Other questions or comments? You want to come on up and make some comments? Yeah. No, I'm just teasing. Want to? You can. You got something you want to say? Come on up. Come on up.
You come up.
Yeah, that'd be great. What's your name?
My name's Morgan Monahan. I am Diane Finneman's niece.
Oh, yeah. What do you think of this idea of thanking and remembering our Vietnam War veterans?
I think it's a very good idea. I like the idea a lot. One of my uncles was in the Vietnam War.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. What's that?
We just got cut from the
Other comments or questions? Pat, on something you want something else? Or is it about this? Okay, we'll let our guests go, and I'll come back and take those questions. But anything else on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial or Day?
Well, considering my question, do you expect the state to organize something?
Well, we didn't know, Don, what the timing of the bill in terms of passage and presentment and signing would be, so there are going to be some events of the nature that were described here, but in the future we will certainly have more formal and full celebrations and events.
Governor, could one of the veterans come up and just tell us what this means to them?
Absolutely. Anybody want to volunteer to come forward?
Yeah, some Richard? Years ago they weren't treated so well when they came. What does this mean to you now? Does this help make up for some of that?
It does. My name is Richard Jenkins, Department Commander of the Military Order of Purple Heart. I will be spearheading an effort to welcome home all the Vietnam vets and their families on June 6 of 2009. I'm working with the Veterans Affairs and several veterans organizations as we get this underway. It will be a big-time event. We will never welcome home, and this is a first step. And it's been 42 years for me, and I know veterans all around this this nation. And Minnesota has been known for its patriotism and stepping up to the plate to honor its veterans. I'm glad that we have a governor who supports veterans, and we have legislatures, and we have observed a different, demeanor on behalf of Vietnam veterans from the VA all the way across the state. So I'm happy that we're going to bring this to pass on June 6, 2009. And you'll be hearing more about it as we progress to the year. Thank you.
To learn more about any of the subjects addressed in this podcast, please visit Governor Pawlenty's website at www.governor.state.mn.us. Also, be sure to regularly check the governor's website for more podcasts from Governor